This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. 1 in 5 older adults, those at least the age of 60, have a mental or neurological disorder, and many of these illnesses go undiagnosed or untreated. That's according to the World Health Organization. Rebecca Moore shares the story of one North Texas man.
It's a chilly morning with a light drizzle coming down at Doug Delaney's North Dallas home. The 69-year-old describes it as a funky McMansion with a sprawling garden of cacti, trees, and wild grasses covering the entire backyard.
That's a chinaberry tree. Those are chinaberry branches. I just brought them in just for sculptural effect. So anyway, I just play with it.
Delaney is an avid gardener and baseball lover. He enjoys going to church on Sunday mornings and lounging around the house with his dog, Peanut. Outwardly, he seems to be the picture of health. Inside, he struggles.
The difficulty with mental illness is that many times it doesn't manifest. I mean, people look at me and then say, nothing's wrong with Delaney, you know? I mean, he gets up, he goes about his business, he goes to bed, he gets up the next day.
Delaney has lived with depression and bipolar disorder since his 20s and was finally diagnosed in his 40s. He says he's learned to cope over the years with the help of gardening, medication, and therapy, but it took a while for him to get here.
There were times when I felt like I'd just fallen into a deep, dark hole and was slogging around in wet concrete when I wasn't.
Mental health problems are largely underdiagnosed and undertreated in adults 60 and over. One explanation is that mental disorders often accompany physical health problems. Dr. Charles Hairley is a psychiatrist and the director of the Geriatric Behavioral Unit of Medical City North Hills in North Richland Hills.
We have several people up here that live alone in an independent living setting. Their spouses died. I mean, they're pretty lonely. You've got to somehow overcome that.
If they don't, that's when problems can arise.
It can set off a cascade of illnesses, chest pain, stomach pains, stress-related symptoms, and then clinical depression.
The process can also work in reverse. Untreated depression can worsen heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, and other health problems. That hasn't been Doug Delaney's experience, but he did suffer for more than 20 years before seeking treatment.
I may have felt like I could deal with it, that it was, yes, it was there, but I could manage it.
Stigma also plays a large role in the treatment of older adults with mental illness. Philip Baden is a professor of social work at the University of Texas at Arlington. His research interests include the social factors that determine mental health.
There is a general perception that it's okay to seek services for general health functioning, but when it comes to mental health, there's a huge stigma that they're supposed to be resilient and deal with it.
He says if people would talk about mental health and support their older adult friends and family, it would help eliminate the stigma. That kind of support from family was key for Delaney.
I feel tremendous gratitude that I don't have to struggle with the lows that I experienced earlier in life. I have particular issues that have led to a very interesting journey. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. It's been a very interesting ride.
A ride he hopes to be on for a while. For KERA News, I'm Rebecca Moore.